today on Dublin's Q102.
Now, finally tonight, a supermoon will be visible this evening, and we're being asked to help out Astronomy Ireland. So, as I said, supermoon, it's visible this evening, tomorrow, and apparently Friday as well. So, David Moore is editor of the publication of Astronomy Ireland and joins me now on the line to chat about it and what we can kind of do to maybe help him out a bit. He wants to hear from all of us. So, hi, David. Thanks so much for joining me on the line. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Good. So, a supermoon is going to be visible tonight and maybe until Friday. But for people who maybe don't know, what is a supermoon and what does it look like?
Well, the supermoon is a full moon that happens when the moon is closest to it, to us, in its slightly elliptical orbit. So the moon goes around the Earth in almost a perfect circle, but it does vary by about 15% as at its closest compared to its furthest. And that can make the moon look 30% brighter. So if this full moon was happening when it's at its furthest from the Earth, it'd be 30% less bright. That's probably noticeable to the naked eye. It certainly means technically that this is the brightest moon you'll see. And there are actually four supermoons because we count them if they're within about 90% of their closest to the Earth. And this one is the best of the four. There was one last month. There'll be two more in the following months. By the way, a full moon happens every month. That's where the word month or moonth comes from. We have 12 full moons a year, and early calendars were divided up by the full moons. So this will be the brightest full moon people will see for all of 2025 and probably their whole lives.
Wow. And so what are conditions expected to be like over the next couple of nights? Will it be easily visible?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the full moon, so the only thing bright in the full moon in the sky is the sun. So in the night sky, the full moon is the brightest thing you can ever see. And that's good for weather prospects because even if it's cloudy, you'll probably see the glow in the clouds where the moon is. And all you need is for it to peek out through a crack in the clouds and you'll see it. The moon rises around the 4 o'clock mark, just as the sun is setting. So you should be ready because that's the best time to see it for two reasons. First of all, we want people to send us their best photograph of the moon to Astronomy Ireland magazine so we can publish them. And you can line it up when it's rising with things on the horizon. So famous landmarks in your area, statues, buildings, even trees, interesting trees, castle ruins. People get very creative. You can even have family or friends stand next to the moon and move around till it looks like they're holding the moon in their hand, things like that. Once it gets high up, not so easy to do that. You will get a sharper view if you've got a close-up lens, a special camera or a telescope. But I think most people are interested in lining it up when it rises. And there's a second reason, and that's that there's actually an optical illusion, which makes the moon look bigger when it's actually low down. I've seen this myself, and sometimes you'd swear the moon was two or three times bigger than it really is. And we're not sure why the optical illusion happens. It could be something to do with how we scale things up when things are low on the horizon. Maybe it comes from our ancient past when we were avoiding predators on the open plains of Africa and people who saw things in the distance and thought they were closer than they really are ran away first and they lived to survive and breed the next generation. That's one theory. Either way, when it happens, and it doesn't always happen, which is unusual, it is really spectacular. And to have the moon illusion with a moon that really is the biggest and brightest you can get, that's the best you're ever going to see.
Okay, and you were saying obviously earlier on about wanting people to submit photographs. Do they get used for education or to kind of, you know, show people then who are interested in just what it looks like?
Well, we will do a little bit of that, but Astronomy Ireland is a group of members of the public who are fascinated by space, mostly beginners. One in 10 of our members last time we surveyed them actually had a telescope. Only half of them have binoculars. So if you don't have even binoculars, then you're the same as half the members of Astronomy Ireland. So the magazine tries to publish all the Irish pictures of, there's actually a comet in the sky at the moment, which you can photograph with your smartphone. And you can photograph this full moon with your smartphone as well. There are a few people who have advanced telescopes and cameras, and they kindly share their photographs with the rest of us. And then we have lots of articles about what's being discovered, including by Irish researchers who are at the cutting edge of research in the world. and we often feature Irish discoveries several times a year that are world class. So if you're interested in what's going on in space from Ireland, Astronomy On magazine is for you. And okay. We're mostly run by volunteers, so anyone can get involved. Relative to population, we are now the world's most popular astronomy society. So you'll be in good hands. Evening classes, magazines, weekly emails. Costs about €1 a week to be a fully fledged member. But you can follow us on our social media for free. And all the details are on our website, astronomy.ie, where you'll see the contact section. That's where to send, it'll tell you where to send your photographs to the magazine.
Dave, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure, anytime at all.
That was David Moore there, editor of Astronomy Ireland, chatting to us all about that supermoon. I better go out and check out the supermoon for myself and see if I can see it tonight.